Thank you for tuning in to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting live from Burnaby Mountain, BC. You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
It is 10 a.m. on July 12th, 2026. So it's been a wacky day for me. Today is 5 days after Rogers Sports and Media shut down Sportsnet 650 and News 1130 amid RSM ending 6 radio stations across Canada, 1 day after buying the last 25% in the Maple Leafs Sports Entertainment at a cost of $4.3 billion. Welcome to episode 28 of the Steve Chong Show in 2026, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on SF Athletics, feature on the BC Premier Baseball, report on the Northwest League, updates on the SFU Red Leafs Hockey, Western Lacrosse Association, and the latest on the Surrey Police transition after the following messages.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers established the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since. And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002, CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m. CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
First up today is The Centipedes' Simple Math with Eyeliner Song. That was Eyeliner Song from The Centipede's Simple Math. Next up is Kara Lise Coverdale's A Series of Actions in a Sphere of Forever. Here is Vortex. I would like to comment on SFU Athletics at this time with scores from the 2026 Bell Canadian Swimming Trials on Open Finals events, where the distances were in meters with times in minutes and seconds. Three events occurred on July 6th. The SFU Athletics announced that they are hiring the men's volleyball head coach, with the deadline being tomorrow, July 13th. Later on July 6th, Emma Connor, who had an outstanding year culminated by becoming the NCAA 200-meter champion, became part of the 2026 scholarship inductee class, according to the Jerome Classic Facebook and Instagram pages. Furthermore, on July 6th, several SFU swimmers competed at the 2026 Bell Canadian Swimming Trials in Montreal, Quebec. In the men's 400 individual medley, Sergio Cubato, competing under the Equip the Natation Elite Longueuil, finished 13th at 432.54, followed by Owen Nicholson, competing under the Hayek Swimming Club, at 434.21 for 15th. In the men's 50 backstroke open finals, Lucas Buck, competing under the Squamish Pirates Swim Club, placed 14th at 26.77. In the women's 1500 freestyle open finals, Kira Kennedy, competing under the Cascade Swim Club, cocked in at 17.36.54 for 18th. Four events occurred on July 7th. First, the SFU Athletics website promoted the Ball Don't Stop Pro-Am, featuring NBA players, G League standouts who are stars in the NBA Developmental League, overseas pros, elite Canadian talent, and top collegiate basketballers will be at the West Gym on August 22nd. as the main event after the BC Junior and Senior showcases. Later on July 7th, the Great Northwest Athletic Conference announced 389 student athletes of the annual FAR Scholar Athlete Awards presented by Barnes Noble and College, where 11 Red Leafs made a cut. In the women's basketball, Sophia Morton achieved a 3.87 GPA as a business administration major, OCM Paradis earned a 4.12 GPA as a criminology major, and Zoe Sharp achieved a 3.92 GPA as a kinesiology major. McKenna Simmons earned a 3.95 GPA as a business administration major while playing both softball, volleyball, whose volleyball teammate Eliana Gerbrandt achieved a 4.2 GPA in general studies. In soccer, Francesca Rowan of the women's earned a 4.03 GPA as a health sciences major, and Luca Aiello of the men's achieved a 4.03 GPA as a business administration major. Kate Cameron, who competed in cross country and track and field, earned a 3.86 GPA as a health sciences major, whose track and field teammate Madison Powell earned a 4.02 GPA as a kinesiology major. In wrestling, Amelia Lucas of the women's achieved a 4.08 GPA as a mathematical physics major, and Owen Gusmanson of the men's earned a 4.4 GPA as a chemistry major. Furthermore, Daniela Lopez of the women's soccer was called up to the El Salvador national team for the Central American and Caribbean Games Santo Domingo 2026, according to the SFU Women's Soccer Instagram page. Let me take a look. I might get the... I think I got her name wrong. Just a minute, please. Just a minute, please. Just a minute, please. Sorry. I think it's Dariela Lopez, but I could definitely be wrong here. Just a minute, please. Just a minute, please. I think I got the... It's Dariela Lopez. It's not Daniela Lopez. It's Dariela Lopez of the women's soccer was called up to the El Salvador national team for the Central American and Caribbean Games Santo Domingo 2026, according to the SFU Women's Soccer Instagram page. It's Dariela Lopez. Furthermore, on July 7th, several Red Leafs swimmers competed in the 2026 Bell Canadian Swimming Trials. In the men's 400 freestyle, Zerbio Cobedo, competing under the equip Dinatation Elite Longueuil, finished 17th at 401.24, 7th in the B final. Chanel Baudouin, competing under the Club D National Samac, finished 11th at 32.29, the tops in the B finals, followed by Maddie Connell, competing under the Cascade Swim Club at 32.93 for 13th. In the men's 50 breaststroke, Marcus Mack bolted in at 28.22 for 6th. Several SFU swimmers resumed at the 2026 Bell Canadian Swimming Trials on July 8th in Montreal. In the men's 200 medley open finals, Marcus Mack charged in at 203.04 for 6th. In the women's 200 breaststroke, Chanel Baudouin placed 15th at 238.39, 5th in the B finals. In the men's 1500 freestyle, Owen Nicholson finished in at 1607.71 for 13th. July 9th was the last day for the 5-day 2026 Bell Canadian Swimming Trials in Montreal, Quebec. In the men's 200 backstroke, Lucas Buck clocked in at 204.79 for 13th, 3rd in the B final. In the women's 100 breaststroke, Chanel Baudouin charged in at 110.84 for 5th. In the men's 100 breaststroke, Marcus Mack dashed in at 102.49 for 6th, followed by Evan Velasic competing for the Hayek Swim Club at 104.21 for 15th, 5th in the B final. Meanwhile, on July 9th, Tazvir Dinsa, an 86-kilogram wrestler for SFU, competed for Canada at the U20 Pan American Games in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Dinsa won his first two matches via 10-0 technical falls, dominating Luis Santiago Vargas of Panama in round one of VSU, overwhelming Marcelo Miranda. De Souza, Brazil, in round two, but was upended by Brock Montana of USA in round three. Dinsa recovered to defeat Axel Navaguzman per injury in round 4, as he earned silver for Canada in the 86-kilo class, while Brock Montana of USA won the gold by going 4-0. And Augusto Miranda de Souza of Brazil won the bronze.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca. If you're a regular listener of this show or other shows on CJSF, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us about what you like and why you like it, as well as ways we can improve our programming. To leave comments, please email cjsfprog@sfu.ca or call 778-782-4423. This information can also be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Now I'd like to feature the BC Premier Baseball's Premier Division, which is considered to be the highest level of baseball among BC high school students, with many earning college scholarships and some getting drafted into Major League Baseball. There was a doubleheader on July 7th at Langley's McLeod Park, the home of Langley Blaze, as the Okanagan Athletics played the Victoria Eagles. In Game 1, after getting down 2-0 in the bottom of first, Okanagan took a 3-2 lead in the third, followed by three runs in the fourth, and two more in the fifth, which offset Victoria's one run in each of the fifth, sixth innings as the Athletics doubled up the Eagles 8-4 in Game 1, despite getting outhit 8-6, with the latter making all five errors in the loss. In Game 2, where the batting orders flipped, Okanagan went up 1-0, in the bottom of first, scored three runs in the fourth for a 4-0 cushion, and scored a run in the fifth for a 5-0 win over Victoria with a 7-6 edge in hits, with the Eagles making the lone error in Game 2. It sounds like the Eagles actually batted first in the first half, first game. Yeah, the Eagles batted first in the... What am I doing? Oh, no. No, Victoria batted. It looks like the Victoria batted first. Sorry about that. In Game 1, and Okanagan batted the last in Game 2, as the Athletics swept away the Eagles. On July 8th, the BCPBL announced its roster for its College Prospects game at the PAC Northwest game between July 13th and 16th in Centralia, Washington, via their Instagram and X pages. First with the class of 2027, Kohan Drago, Mason Dubnoff, Ray Zweep, Connor Pennington, Hudson Sawatsky, Toby Wolding, Fraser Warren, Kessler Curtis, Braden Harmison, Blake Towsley, Ben Archer Neufeld, Matt Clark, Olivier Daly, Matt Stokum, Charlie Paynock, Chance Miller, Noah Logue, Levi Girodi, Jorge Betancourt, Machado, Max Murwald, Martin Galloway, and Teddy Ballard. Now the class of 2028. Matthias Fabro, Sam Dowell, Nathan Randall, Liam Millen, Luke Seston, Susuke Takahashi, Reed Benjamin, Jun Shimura, Nico Yao, Lyndon Krause. There's a guy named Beckett. Let me look at what this guy is. Sorry, I just want to get the name right. This is the class of 2028. So it's Beckett Harvey. Where the hell was I? Joshua Romero, Dawson Schmidt, Austin Zhang, Dao Van Heerden, Alex Tamayo, Dylan Larder, and Malachi Crow. There was another doubleheader on July 9th as the White Rock Tritons hosted the UBC Thunder at South Surrey Athletic Park. After going up 2-0 in the bottom of first, White Rock inflicted a 13-1 assault in the third for a 15-0 drubbing of UBC in Game 1, which just lasted 4.5 innings as the Tritons outhit the Thunder 8-3, with the visitors making all three errors. In Game 2, White Rock went up 2-0 in the bottom of first, but UBC tied the game in the fourth with two runs of their own, went up 3-2 in the sixth when the Tritons scored in the bottom half, and another run in the seventh to walk off the Thunder 4-3, despite being outhit 11-6, as White Rock swept away UBC on July 9th. On July 10th, the visitors Langley went up 1-0 in the top of second, followed by two more runs in the fourth to blank the Abbotsford Cardinals 3-0. As the Blaze outhit the Cardinals 5-2, with the host making the lone error in the loss. Two doubleheaders were on tap for July 11th. The visitors' White Rocks scored two runs in the top of second, one in the fourth, and inflicted a 7-run assault in the fifth to ground UBC, which only lasted 5 innings, as the Tritons outhit the Thunder 7-3, with the host making 3 errors in the Game 1 loss. In Game 2, UBC took a 1-0 lead in the bottom of 4th, but White Rock put a 5-run barrage in the top of 7th, which more than offset the Thunder's 2 runs in the bottom half, as the Tritons won 5-3 in Game 2 for a sweep at Tamarline West, despite getting outhit 6-2, with both sides making 2 errors each. In all, White Rock swept all four games. White Rock swept away UBC for all four games this week. Where the hell was I? Meanwhile, Abbotsford put a 5-run barrage in the top of 7th, which more than offset Wally's 2 runs in the bottom half for a 9-4 win, as the Cardinals outhit the Chiefs 9-4 and made 1 error. Game 2 was a back-and-forth affair, as Abbotsford scored 3 runs in the top of 1st, to which Wally responded with 4 runs in the bottom half. The Cardinals scored the next 5 runs, 2 in the 2nd, 3 in the 3rd. But the Chiefs scored 2 runs in each of the 4th, 5th, 6th to win a 10-8 barn burner for a split at Wally Athletic, as Wally outhit Abbotsford 13-9, with the host making 2 of 3 errors in Game 2. Also, the BCPBL had one selection in the BCPBL had one selection in the 2026 MLB entry draft on July 11th, day one, as left-handed pitcher Sean Duncan, who plays for the Langley Blaze, was picked in round 2, 66th overall, by the New York Yankees. Congratulations to the Duncan family, Langley Blaze, and BC Premier Baseball League.
Listen to music and podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
Here are the current standings in the BC Premier Baseball League's Premier Division. The Langley Blaze are first at 28-9. The Mid Island Pirates are second at 24-11. The North Shore Twins are third at 23-12. The Abbotsford Cardinals are fourth at 23-15. The Delta Blue Jays are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Fifth, 18-14. The Wally Chiefs are 6, 17, and 18. The Victoria Eagles are 7th at 18-21. And the Victoria Mariners are 16-22. The top 8 teams make the playoffs, from what I understand. Then there is a Then there's a fair drop-off in the win parade, as the Okanagan Athletics are 9th at 13-22, the White Rock Tritons are 10th at 12-27, and the UBC Thunder are dead last at 9-30.
Who doesn't love music? Join the weekly discussion at the CJSF Record Club with other music aficionados checking out new releases and forgotten classics, exploring and learning about genres and loving music. Every Thursday at CJSF Burnaby from 4 p.m. till 5 p.m. Listen, learn, and share.
CJSF would like to welcome you to a new series highlighting local artists and creatives alike. It's Studio 6, featuring live performances and panel discussions. Studio 6 is geared to bringing local content to you via CJSF 90.1 FM at cjsf.ca/studio6. Visit cjsf.ca/studio6 to find the latest performance or discussion. Want to contribute to Studio 6? There are lots of opportunities for brands and groups to join in. Just visit cjsf.ca/studio6 for more info.
Welcome to the second half of episode 28 in the 2026 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music, a report on the Northwest League, updates on the SFU Red Leafs Hockey, Western Lacrosse Association, and the latest on the Surrey Police transition, if there is enough time. First up in the second half is the third act of the hour, Crabo's Carisia 002. The tune is Low Orbit.